Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
You got anything that belongs to an ex? Because Jake Gyllenhaal, he might be a big star, but he does not know who he's messing with.
Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, his relationship souvenir, that's what we'll call it.
Right.
Is going to end up getting him canceled. Because these Swifties, they're out of their minds, and they are rabid about what's going down.
So Taylor Swift goes over to Jake Gyllenhaal's house, leaves a scarf.
Leaves a scarf.
At his house.
Yeah, and then so she re-releases that album, Red, and there's a 10-minute version song of All Too Well, where she says, alludes to the fact that she left the scarf at your house. And now people think, well, that song was written when she was dating Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal still has her scarf. Right. Give it back.
I've seen pictures online. It's a Burberry scarf, if I'm not mistaken, of Jake wearing the scarf. Ooh. So he's not only got it, he's wearing it. And Burberry is expensive. Yeah. So 404-741-0985. What do you have that belongs to an ex? Lindsay and Hiram.
So I have a sweatshirt that I just won't give back. It's like the most cozy sweatshirt ever, and I can't do it.
Has he asked
for it?
He has.
Oh, yeah.
Is my question. Yeah.
Does it have
multiple
pockets?
Times. It does.
Oh, yeah.
It has never front hoodie.
Like a little kangaroo pouch.
Yep.
What does it say? Describe it. What's so special?
It's actually yellow, which is not my favorite color. It's just an Aeropostale hoodie, but it's literally, I'm telling you, the softest on the inside. When I put my hands in the little pouch, it keeps my hands so toasty warm, and I can't do it.
If I thought I could fit into a sweatshirt that was either sold at Aeropostale or Abercrombie and Fitch, you know what I'm talking about, Drex.
Even their like 2XLs are still like mediums.
They are. Not to mention, you walk into Abercrombie, you got to turn your hearing aid down because that music is popping.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to hold your nose because of the smell. Yeah.
Thank you. 404-741-0985. What do you have that belongs to an ex? Ah, Jake. You idiot. Jake Gyllenhaal apparently has Taylor Swift's scarf. This is an international incident here. Yeah. Dionne Warwick, 80-year-old Dionne Warwick, is chiming in on this on Twitter. She figured out how to use Twitter for this.
Yeah, apparently Jake Gyllenhaal still has the scarf. Taylor Swift wrote a 10-minute song about it, and now the Swifties are going to cancel Jake. Sweet.
So we're wondering what it is, because we all have things from previous relationships, do we not?
Like a relationship souvenir?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've got a set of golf clubs from my ex, Beth Riley. And I figure you guys gave me grief about it when I first told you about this, but they're right-handed clubs. I'm a lefty. You never know if, like,
what
Beth wants to come to town and play golf with me.
No.
I've seen your golf game. She might like you less after that.
We'd be better off with just some sticks. Lisa and Roswell, what do you have as your quote-unquote relationship souvenir?
I have an engagement ring. I definitely have, like, jewelry, like, mass amounts of jewelry. But these are from other ones, not the same one.
Oh, an assortment of jewelry from different guys.
This is the only reason you date. Is
yeah,
you
exactly.
Can have,
I
right.
collect jewelry.
The collection of jewelry from old boyfriends.
Yeah, her nicknames for her boyfriends are Macy's and Nordstrom's. Kara, we asked this question on Facebook.
We did. So Brandis Nicole Parrott says, his kids?
Oh.
Brandy Fader said she has a telescope from a past relationship, so hopefully she'll be able to spot the red flags going on in the future. Tammy Gallagher says his birth certificate, and he's not getting it back.
Oh, man.
Fighting words right
Identity
there.
Identity theft coming here.
Really? Well, that's odd. Yeah.
Yeah. What better way to say nice to meet you? Hannah and Alpharetta, relationship souvenir. What do you have?
So I actually got his truck when we broke up.
You got his truck.
Oh, my God. No way.
How did you get his truck?
He was having some issues, and so we had to put it in my name. And then when we broke up, it was still in my name.
You see, that's when you have to look at it. You'd be like, all right, how many more payments do we have left on this? Do I want to keep it or do I want to make it his?
Well, and that's always a good rule of a relationship is make sure that someone has good credit. That's why it's right. called a significant other.
Significant.
Sign if I can't.
You know what planned obsolescence is, right?
You're going to have to explain that to me.
Yeah.
So big companies don't want their products to last forever because if their products lasted forever, there would be no need for us to keep buying their products and they would go out of business.
Okay.
Yeah, but they can't make pieces of junk.
The tire is the classic example of planned obsolescence.
Okay, okay.
Tell me the Goodyear people, the Bridgestone people, don't have the plans for a tire that doesn't wear out. The latest thing that I notice, and I'm sure that this has happened to everybody who's ever owned a Pyrex measuring cup, planned obsolescence with Pyrex measuring cups, is that the numbers on these measuring cups wear off.
Yes.
And they're not engraved or etched into the glass.
That's interesting. So the glass itself is still durable. You're not going to have any breakdown of that. So the actual product is good.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers, the measuring numbers themselves on the cup start to fade. I like that business model.
It's not the first time that I've purchased a Pyrex measuring cup. So I called Pyrex out on my Instagram.
No, you did not.
Saying this is your classic planned obsolescence. And you can almost guess how it went. I posted it. People were like, Ted, you're being unreasonable. Then Pyrex said, inbox us.
What?
We want to help. This is that what Pyrex wants you to believe is that they're helping me, right? And it's on me now.
Right, right.
So I inbox Pyrex, and now I have a case number in this whole thing.
Oh, gosh.
And then yesterday they send this ridiculous email. Hey, thanks for reaching out. We'd love to help. But we'd like to ask a few questions. One, where and when was this purchased?
I want to make sure you're the original owner.
Do you think that was such a significant day in my life? Then they asked this ridiculous question, and I knew they were going to go here. Do you hand wash or put it in the dishwasher?
Because whatever answer you say, they're going to say you should. Yeah.
I responded to this email. I said, don't tell me a Pyrex is so precious that it can't go in the dishwasher. Ridiculous. And they actually asked me what kind of dish detergent I use.
Oh, my God.
Implying that I should be using the same consistent dishwasher over the life of the Pyrex. So I'm getting a new Pyrex measuring cup.
Are
after all this, I provided all the documentation.
This is not a new story or season in your life, Ted. You're very well known for doing so. I'll bet you have case numbers with multiple companies. But we always say the same thing to you, like, is this really worth your time, right?
Right.
Now, hearing this story, I would go to Pyrex. I'd be like, you're paying someone to communicate with this other guy? Like, you're wasting your time as a company.
You know what, Drex? What I didn't get was a thank you. While you're out there taking care of your honey-do list, we're in the kitchen making sure you get food to eat. You're welcome.
Some people are hunters, some are gatherers.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine warming up to 73. Another glorious day today. 51 in Midtown. Hawks host the Celtics tonight. What's up, Kara?
In the wee hours Friday morning, you'll be able to see the longest partial lunar eclipse in centuries. It's been almost 600 years since we last spotted something like it. So the moon is going to be slipping into the Earth's shadow for several hours, beginning at 2 a.m. and lasting until just after 5. It'll be about 3.5 hours in total, which is the longest that a partial eclipse has been viewable in 580 years. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
It is just a partial eclipse because 97% of the moon will be in the Earth's shadow, which will give it a dimmed, like, burnt orange hue, and then a little sliver will still look like normal. So hopefully all the clouds will be gone so we'll be able to get a good look.
Will they be releasing photos of this at an appropriate time?
Oh, of course.
When we don't have to get up in the middle of the night?
Of course.
People in their crappy iPhone photos of the moon, like, oh, sweet.
So speaking of the stars, it may not be Jeopardy, but fans will be able to see our beloved LeVar Burton host a game show after all. He's going to be bringing Trivial Pursuit into our homes. It's just now in development, but LeVar has signed on to host and be an executive producer after the huge groundswell of support for him to take over for Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. People would be crazy not to scoop him up for a new show. So it looks like it will be happening. It's just going to take a little bit.
Very good.
Now, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. Some students at Woodland High School in Bartow County are going to get the chance to go to London next year and perform at the world famous New Year's Day parade. The marching band will get to go show off for more than 500,000 people in the parade and then be broadcast all over the world. And apparently the American high school and college bands are always a huge hit over there and end up being the stars of the show. So yes, it is a year away, but there's a lot that this marching band is going to have to get done in this time, including fundraising to cover travel expenses. But I just thought this was a super cool opportunity. Did you guys ever get to, like, travel abroad when you were in school?
Not for school, no. My sister always got those opportunities, but for some reason, she twirled the baton, and that got her such exciting opportunities as to be on, like, Boston television. They had this show called Community Auditions, and then she got to go. She marched in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Cool.
Well, I mean, did you do anything that would have garnered the opportunity to be in a parade, Ted, in
high wanted school? To play drums in the band, but everybody wanted to play drums, so the band teacher handed me a baritone. I did not excel at the baritone. That's like a miniature tuba. I wasn't even good enough for the real tuba.
And weren't you a little heavy in high school, too? Like,
how dare you?
Give the heavy guy a tuba.
It would have
been a problem. Maybe she didn't want me to be stereotypical playing my own. Oh my gosh, kick a man when he's down, Drex.
But you look good now.
Oh, thank you.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
So, Jake, you are not inviting your girlfriend to your family's Thanksgiving dinner.
In all technical terms, yes. Yes.
Does she even want to go?
Yes, she does. She has been dropping not so subtle hints there. That she has nowhere to go for Thanksgiving. Her family is on the West Coast, and the plane ticket is really expensive out there, et cetera,
right.
et cetera.
So she was kind of waiting for that. Now, how long have you guys been dating? Do you feel like it's a little too early?
We're just over 4 months now.
Oh, that's plenty of time. Yeah. 4 months.
Kara, do you not want her to meet your family?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, gosh.
Why?
They're super judgy in their own way. There's a lot of kind of general volatile things.
Isn't she eventually going to have to meet your family?
Hopefully not. Hopefully I can keep this, cloak and dagger thing going on for eternity.
Until the wedding?
Or I don't know, man.
Beyond that, do you want to go to Thanksgiving?
Right?
Oh, man. No, but...
So your girlfriend's hoping for this invite. You have to say, listen, forgive me, but I'm not inviting you. And she has no idea why not, or have you talked to her about this?
I've alluded to it, but my real hope is that she will never meet them.
Oh, gosh.
It's just super awkward and embarrassing for me.
Every family has their own brand of crazy, and either the people you bring along with you can handle it or they can't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess part of me doesn't want to lose her over my family, but I really think if she came along, this Thanksgiving, that I would.
Something tells me that you're going to go visit your family and be out of there as quickly as possible.
With my family, it's kind of a commitment. It's like all or nothing. They've got a house out on Lake Coney, and, that's a far enough drive that you sort of have to, now you can't leave, that kind of situation.
All right. Well, let's call your girlfriend next, and we'll see if she'll forgive you. Poor thing is going to be sitting there with probably a Popeye's turkey, which actually sounds like a better plan anyway.
Right.
That's what I want to do.
We'll tell her the good news coming up next.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Jake needs to address the elephant in the room. His girlfriend's been dropping hints that she'd like to join his family for Thanksgiving, but she's not invited because, frankly, he's embarrassed by his own family. Jake, sit tight. We're going to talk to Kelly here real quick.
Hello?
Hey, Kelly. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's going on?
You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. We're just curious what people were doing. Do you have any plans?
I was hoping to spend it with my boyfriend's family, but it looks like I'll be on my own.
Yeah.
He's a liar anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Whoa. Who is your boyfriend?
Yep. Liar and a cheater.
Oh,
just
gosh.
Found out.
You just found this out?
Well, I was wondering why he wouldn't, like, invite me to Thanksgiving. So I started digging, and you know how, like, Facebook suggests people that you know or friends that you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a profile picture of Jake pop up, and I was confused because it says Ben Simmons on it. It's his pictures, but, like, there's a different name.
Is Jake's last name Simmons?
No, it's not.
Huh. So you saw a guy on Facebook popped up for your suggested friends ad, and it was a picture of Jake, your boyfriend. You know for sure that was a picture of him.
Yeah, it wasn't just like one picture. It was like a series. Like, I went to the profile. It's like all pictures of him with a girl that says he is married to.
What?
You don't think he got like catfished or anything,
or
do
hacked.
You?
No, I mean, these are like pictures of him with this woman, and it says on the profile, married.
All right, well, this is just a little uncomfortable. Kelly, we have Jake on the phone with us. This is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Jake originally wanted our help asking your forgiveness for not inviting you to Thanksgiving. And it sounds like we now know maybe why you're not inviting. It's not your crazy family, Jake. It's you.
This is not what you think. I can explain this very
easily. Oh, yeah. I would love to hear that.
I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. Like, no.
I mean, just for giggles, I'd love to hear how Jake is going to, Ben, Jake, whoever, is going to walk himself out of this.
My name is Jake. I can prove it. It's on my driver's license. Ben is my brother. He is my twin brother.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Nobody
you have, like,
believes
all
that.
These people and me buy that? Like, that doesn't even... You're, like, fat, and I've been dating you for, like, over 4 months, and you're, like, my twin brother. Come on.
No, it sounds ridiculous, but it is true. Well, I'm not bull.
No, Jake, hold on. Kelly has a good point. You guys, you don't even have the same name on Facebook.
No.
Yeah, the reason for that is my brother took his wife's name when they got married.
Oh my God. Is this like an ongoing? Do you have this rehearsed? I mean,
Jake is very good on his feet
because it's true.
So you're saying your family is so atrocious that even your brother couldn't wait to get away from your family name? Is that what we're supposed to believe?
Yeah, because it's true.
Kelly, do you think there's like a chance that this is actually true?
Let's have me go to your Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
And let me see for myself. Let me meet Ben Simmons, and then I can, there you go. Then you can prove me wrong.
So this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Kelly, do you forgive Jake for having a twin brother he never told you about?
I will give him my 100% forgiveness on Thanksgiving Day when I go over there and I meet his family and I meet Mr. Simmons, Mr. and Mrs. Simmons. Until then, I think this is, like, bull.
I would suggest that she gets, a separate Uber in case...
Why would she need an Uber?
I would definitely Uber there. Don't,
like,
drive yourself.
Why can I just drive my own car?
I mean, you're going to want a pregame before you get there, and then you will probably want some postgame recovery to just, like, absorb all that.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know,
sounds like an adventure.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
So Lena was talking trash about her kid's music teacher.
Ooh.
And her kid was listening, and her kid doesn't usually keep secrets. So she needs to get ahead of this before band practice. We will talk to Lena tomorrow on Forgive and Forget.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. It's Sunny Ray in Canton. Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Could you please kick Kara out of the studio for us?
See you later, girl.
I'm out of here, Sunny Ray. Good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to ask you these 5 pop culture trivia questions while Kara stands outside the room. Then we'll bring her in. We'll ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. You ready?
I'm ready.
Question 1. Rumors are the New York Yankees are trying to sign away our Atlanta Braves first baseman. Who's that?
Freddie Freeman.
Number two, Rush Hour star and Atlanta resident Chris Tucker is being sued by the IRS for $10 million in back taxes. What does IRS stand for?
International Revenue Service.
Number three, Tiger King 2 is set to be released today on Netflix. What's Carol Baskin's tagline?
Honey boo boo.
She says, hello, all you
people.
Number four, Taylor Swift fans are angry at Jake Gyllenhaal for not returning a scarf Taylor left at Jake's house when they were dating. What's the name of the album Taylor re-released this week?
It's a color.
Red.
Number five, today's the 30th anniversary of the first Home Alone movie coming out. During a scene in the grocery store, Kevin freaks out when he sees his scary neighbor and steals what item from the store?
Some candy.
Bring Kara back in.
All right. Looks like there's a little cloud over Sunny Ray and Canton this morning. Struggled a little bit, but the questions are, these are tough questions.
All right. Kara's made her way back in. Same questions. Number one, rumors are the Yankees are trying to sign away our first baseman of the Atlanta Braves. Who's that?
Freddie Freeman.
Re-sign Freddie. Come on, Alex.
Yes.
All right. It's 1-1. That's what Sunny said.
Number two, Rush Hour star and Atlanta resident Chris Tucker's being sued by the IRS for $10 million in back taxes. What does IRS stand for?
The Internal Revenue Service?
Yeah, Sunny Ray said International Revenue Service. All right, it's 2-1. Kara's up.
Number three, Tiger King 2 is going to be released today on Netflix. What's Carol Baskin's tagline?
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah, Sunny Ray didn't get it right. It's 3-1. Kara's up.
Number four, I'm going to start calling you Kara Baskins. That was very spot on. Number four, Taylor Swift fans are angry at Jake Gyllenhaal for not returning a scarf that Taylor left at his house when they were dating. What's the name of the album Taylor just re-released this week?
Red.
Yeah, that's what Sunny Ray said, but Kara, you're up 4-2.
Finally, number five, today's the 30th anniversary of the first Home Alone movie coming out. During a scene in the grocery store, Kevin freaks out when he sees his scary neighbor and steals what item from the store?
It was a toothbrush.
Sunny Ray said candy. It was, in fact, a toothbrush.
Which is really the opposite of candy.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well done, Kara. It's a spanking today. 5-2. Sunny Ray and Canton. Are you smarter than Kara?
I am not.
All right, Kara. Your new record, 1,159 wins and 38 losses.
Ooh-hoo. Sorry, Sunny Ray.
That's all right. Good job, Kara.
No cash, but you're going to be at Journey. Their Freedom Tour with special guest Toto, April 25th, State Farm Arena. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com.
I'll take it. Thank you.
Thank you. We play every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up to play in advance. Just go to TadDrexAndKara.com.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.